So on page 27 in the prayer book, the Central Buddhist Prayers book, let's chant the Seven Limb Prayer on page 27. Gosum gupe gone cha te lo ne shami tu che tim malubu tome ne sa di tun tam che shak ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rong Korwa maton badu le june Drola che ki kolo korwa don Da jengen an jang chu chen po no. Let's turn to page 97 in the Essential Buddhist Prayers book. And let's chant a short mandala offering at the bottom of the page. Sa ji pe ki shu shing me tok ta ri ra lin shi ni Padi Sangye Jindu Mite Uwa Yidro Kunam Dag Jin La Che Par Shok Jetun Lama Dampa Kenam Kichur Kukala Kense Jujin Tri Jita Tampe Du je zima la jop ge che ki cha pa wa tu su idam guru ratamandalakam niryatayami Te dan so ki cho nam la chan chu ba du da ni kap su chi ta ki chen yen gi pe su nam gi do la pen chu san ge tu pa sho Te dan so ki cho nam la chan chu ba du da ni kap su chi ta ki chen yen gi pe su nam gi do la pen chu san ge tu pa sho Te dan so ki cho nam la Jan chu bar du dani kap su chi Da ki chun yen gi pe su nam gi Do la pen chu san ke tu pa sho
Oh, fang ke yang tu te ki so ne Da wa ta ke mo me re Da me si ne te ke mo go tam te no Cha se no
Good evening. So, right to the class, okay. So, last Wednesday, I explained after taking bodhicitta, you know, what kind of practice that one should do. So, then, six perfections, there's a bodhicitta practice, you know, when you summarize. According to Maitreya Buddha, according to all the Buddhist practice, all the Buddhist deeds, when you summarize And in summer, when the summer arrives, then you know, that's like six professions, according to Maitreya Buddha. Maitreya Buddha taught five different texts. One is called sublime continuum, so then another one, there's two together, then another one, there's like, there's two set of ornaments. So one is the ornament of clear realization, not in that text, another text. So the Maitreya Buddha says,
ornament of the Mahayana Sutra?
Yeah, ornament of the Mahayana Sutra, this one. Ornament of the Mahayana Sutra. Ornament of Mahayana Sutra, yeah. Or Jain number, another one is the ornament of clear realization called Udoji. This one's called Dodiji, yeah. Ornament of Mahayana Sutra. In that text, Maitreya Buddha summarized, even though there's like hundreds and thousands of different types of Buddhist deeds, when you summarize into summary or summarize, summarize into six professions. So among those six professions, I explained last Wednesday, first one is, you know, generosity. So now, last witness I explained, so one important point that we should remember is like how you complete that practice of professional generosity. It's not just, you know, like physically giving something, or like you cannot complete the first perfection practice because you have nothing to give. Nothing like the material things to give, that's not true. So you don't have to give something like material things in order to complete the first professional generosity. So what's important for all of us to remember is to mind that willing to give, that mind has to be developed. So when that, when the power of that mind increase or develop or improve, so then you have no problems, you can give without attachment. You know, that's the pure generosity. You can give something, material things, but at the same time, that, you know, the willingness to give that mind, that particular the mind is not, you know, like necessarily improved, you know, so you can like still, so the point here, what I'm trying to say is like the main point to remember is like, tong sen pel, tong sen, the mind that is willing to give. Sen, that's the mind, tong is, you know, give. The mind that is willing to give, that mind has to improve, you know, tremendously improve. That's how how you like, complete the first professions, you know, practice the first profession, profession of generosity, that's how you complete that, okay? Well, that's one critical point to remember, okay? So Lama Tsongkhapa wrote many lamrim, you know, every lamrim teaching has, you know, explanation about six professions, so, you know, good to read when you give talks about generosity, so then you can pull out information from different part of Lamrim, then you can, you know, give the better explanation. So. So here, if you are doing meditations, no. Whenever we say meditation or meditation on generosity, when we say that, what it really means, it means like we are trying to make our mind familiar with that particular practice through relying on some maybe word or maybe the memories or that, you know, mainly those practices guided by like some kind of word, you know, so that you remember by heart. Then you repeat the word or maybe you read or you repeat and you just review the word. That's how guided meditation has been done. Review meditation, analytical meditation, you know, all of that, you know, has been done by heavily relying on some, you know, words. So then eventually, then you don't need words because you just remember the meaning, that you don't need to rely on the word. Huh? So in the beginning, if you are if you are doing meditation on six professions, it began with the profession of generosity, and according to Guru Puja, if you are doing Guru Puja, so then you only have the visualization, you maintain that visualizations in the marriage fields. The main the figure in the marriage field is like Lama, inseparable with the deity, whatever deity, could be Gya Samatara, you know, Yamantaka, Chakrasambhava, Vajrayogini, whatever deities that you practice. So typically, according to Gelug traditions, that, you know, Lama Chöpa has been done combined with the Chakrasambhava, Yamantaka, all the offerings is related, associated with the Yamantaka practice. And meditation, as in probably Gya Samaja Tantra, so then also with like Chakrasambhava, Kulodencho. So then, you know, the main figure in the center of the mandala, or mandala marriage field, is Lama, inseparable with, you know, those deities. So then you maintain that visualizations, then top of that, so then, you know, set up the positive intentions, you know, to benefit, you know, may I quickly attain fully enlightenment in order to benefit all Mother Sentient Beings. And with that visualization and with that, you know, intentions, then you do meditation on professional generosity, okay? Well, that's how meditation has been done. If you are not doing, like, Guru Puja, so then you can just, you know, set up positive intentions, you know, according to Buddhism, there's two important points, in the beginning intention and the end, the dedications. The beginning intentions and the end, the dedications is very important. Tondanyala Chawani. There's two important activities at the beginning and the end. Beginning, the setting up intentions. And the end, then like investing. Whatever merit that you create, you invest for your own enlightenment. So then you will have access to that merit, you know, till you reach enlightenment. If you just dedicate that merit for good health or certain, you know, like mundane things, then, you know, you are not going to have access to that merit till you reach enlightenment. That merit will probably exhaust when you get something, you know, merit will be exhausted. So if you dedicate your merit for enlightenment in order to benefit all Mother Sentient Beings, then you are going to have access to that merit till you reach enlightenment. So that's the big difference. Oh. Also, what people do, you know, they say some stanzas, you know, they say some stanzas, the way they dedicate merit. So, otherwise, you know, when you look at the 35 confession practice, and 35 Buddha confession practice is a dedication part. Likewise, past Buddha, present Buddha, future Buddha, the way they dedicate, I dedicate my merit like that, so then there's no... even just giving one spoonful of food from there to any kind of merit they are created, I will dedicate it. Likewise, the present Buddha, past Buddha did, likewise, present Buddha is doing, likewise, the future Buddha is going to dedicate, I'm going to dedicate like that. That means, so their dedication is, you know, much, much, you know, like, deeper than the way we dedicate our merit. So like standard like Jambe Bhavya Siddhachampata, that's one, you know, that's Kunda Samvatiya, like, likewise, Buddhist or some of the bars, I dedicate my merit, like Jambe Bhavya Siddhachampata, Kunda Samvatiya, Tadakuni, you know, Yavadzala, you know, like that, and Tanujavi, Devatamji, then I have another one, like, three times Buddha's enlightened beings, you know, another stanza. So typically we say that. And if you don't think, you know, just a word, then just mumbling word, you know. So if you think, so then it's going to be dedicated exactly the way three times Buddha dedicated their merit. So then you do that, you know, rely on the word. You know, so then after that, doing this, then you don't need to rely on word, because you remember the meaning, you just think. know, so like that, okay? So now, if you are not doing Guru Puja, so you want to do meditation on six perfections, you know, if you want to do meditation on the perfection of generosity, so then set up positive intentions, you know. Particularly Maya, the practice, you know, if you are setting up positive intentions, very, very important, you know. So then you set up positive intentions, you know, so then after that, then you do meditation on perfection of generosity, okay. therefore, there's no three types of teacher, the Jima Namba Sunji, Nyamlen Sushin Lapa Chao. So I'm going to engage myself into three practice of three types of generosity. So that's what you think, or you could say, if you say, then you are kind of guiding yourself. If you just think the same, usually you are guiding yourself, you know. Teacher, so therefore, you know, may I quickly reach enlightenment in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. Therefore, I'm going to practice three types of generosity, you know. You can say the word, you can guide, or you can just think, you know. Here, Jimenya, Senapa Batsam Raja, Shiela, Jai Jimba, Samji Jimba, Fenzo, Mijuji, so. Completing the first profession is not like the, as the Jimenya, the Senapa Batsam, the Senam is the miserless. Miserless. It's not just to overcome from miserless. That's not how you complete the first perfections. That's not the point. Oh, see? Jimenya and Sena Pangpatsan, the Sena means Sena, that's like miserless.
Miserliness.
It's not the purpose of, you know, how one can complete first profession, practice the first profession, is not just to overcome miserliness. Shela, je jimba tsamji, not just giving something, material thing to others. That's not how you complete the first profession. That's not how you complete the first practice of first professions. Now question then, how? Tongsenji tsal. Tong sen, the mind, the willingness to give. Tong sen, tong means give, sen means mind. Tong sen, how you say in English?
Yeah. Mind. Yeah. Mind that's willing to give.
Mind that willing to give, or that mind that willing to give. Tong sen is tal. Tal means, you know, like potential ability or potential of that mind that willing to give. Potential of that mind or ability. Maybe potential is better. Nibba. Capacity, that's much better, yeah, thank you. Capacity of the mind needs to improve. That's how you complete the practice of first professions. Not just giving something or like wanting to, oh, I'm so tight with my money. Not just that. Okay, of course, certainly, that's not the point. That's not how you complete. But you can, that doesn't mean you can do those practices. You can do those practices, but that's not how you complete the first practice, the first perfection, okay? Now question is how? There's a improve the capacity of the mind, the willingness to give that mind, the capacity of that mind needs to improve. Then eventually giving this and giving this, there's no difference, you know, because the mind, the capacity of that mind is like fully has improved, it's like capacity of their mind is complete. It's like almost like full moon, you know, it's like full moon. And now it's like still more fast face of the moon, then it gets bigger, you know. There's no difference between giving this and giving that. There's no, in mental, there's no difference. So that's kind of like sign, okay. Tongsen ji tsal, that's good capacity of the thumb is capacity of that mind, okay? Therefore, practice the instructions that guides you how to improve capacity of the mind they're willing to give. Guru Puja is one of them. foundation of good qualities, three principles, extra path, enlightenment. There's many, many short lam rim retort, but lama songkapa, you know, you can, those are the instructions, okay. So, now the object, there are three objects, body, you can practice it on your body, you can practice it on material possessions, you can practice that based on the merit, your own merit, okay. There's object, there's three objects, body, possessions, and merit. Not just this body, no. So, Shukila sent me something, so it's in my email, so it's not here. The translation. Please, can you say that? Maybe there are few translations. I don't know which one. Yeah, which one's better?
Mental body or mind-made body?
Mental body, that's like literally translation. Doesn't express any meaning of that the word. Mental body. That's like literally translation. The second one?
Mind-made body. Like a body that the mind makes.
So the both translation does not express the meaning. So it's just both of them is literally translation of the word. So do they explain? Probably they explain.
I'm gonna find that.
Anyway, the main cause of that body is like sanishing the sovereign. The tendency of uncontaminated mind, that's the main cause. It's not the main cause is not karma or delusions. No, this body is caused by karma and delusions. When you look at the 12 links, the first ignorance, that's how this body is. So that region, the mental body, the mind-made body or mental body, that's like literally translated the word Hijinashinlu, was caused by, not by ignorance and karma and delusions, it's caused by the seed of uncontaminated mind. So now, uncontaminated mind, there's different explanation based on different, different systems, the Pasangika system, Madhyamika Sahasthantika systems, Chitamata systems, Vivasika systems, Sahasthantika systems, there's not each has different definition of uncontaminated mind. So good to look up, the definition of uncontaminated mind. So here mainly refers to the Pasangika system. So contaminated mind. So you, or maybe it's good to look up that, I'm afraid if Chukila don't find, I'm afraid that you are not going to find for anything. So, so maybe next Wednesday, I will explain, try to explain with my broken English, I will try to explain the definitions, maybe you get some ideas. So you transform your body into that body, So see, that's why knowledge is very critical, so you rely on instruction, otherwise, don't know how to practice. So then when you read instructions, then there's certain words that we don't understand. So then that's why, there's only way. Buddha said, I will explain you what is liberations. The liberation is very much dependent on you, I can't just give it to you like that. So teachings are the, even though enlightened beings, there are many, many different deeds, but the teachings or speech is the true representative of the enlightened beings. So that's the one, you know, liberated sentient beings. So if you have some ideas, so that you can, you know, that's how the first of all, that's how the meditations, if you are interested, okay, I would really want to lead beautiful meditation on generosity, then you use this as a base, you know, so that you can create your own ideas, you know, they make it easy people to understand. You don't have to be very traditional, but, you know, without losing the point. If you lose the point, then you just create something, then there's, you know, it doesn't have origins, you know. It doesn't have origins, it's just like, then you just made it up, you know, so then that's not good. You know, without losing the point, you can use different words, you know, make it more sense to people, to easy to understand. So you transform your body into this mental body. then from that mental body, tele simje tamje la khala khande ji uvo masa wa mebo tuje tong biba chaos. We just sing this song, you know, beautiful song. Imagine that your body become mental body. Imagine that your body, that mental body become whatever people need. Somebody needs company, just transform. If somebody needs water, just transform. Somebody needs bridge to cross, transform. Somebody just confused, help them. Somebody get lost, don't know where to go, help them. Somebody need food, somebody need clothes, somebody need medicines, somebody need comfort, somebody need some kind of encouragement. Just imagine. So there's just song that, you know, I just quoted, I don't know, heard somewhere on my trip. There's one restaurant somewhere in Mustang, so they're playing, there's a number of tourists, they're playing that song. I thought, oh, that's a beautiful song. I just heard that with the guitar, they're playing that song. Imagine there's no religion, there's no heaven, there's no like that. I thought, oh, that's a very, very wonderful song. So, and Denise very kindly just sang, you know, before the class. That's like, just, you know, creating this wonderful imagination, you know, wonderful imagination, so. That's how you think something positive, that's exactly how you think something positive, you know. Just imagining something positive, something beautiful, you know? You get tremendous benefit, health benefits, because mind is kind of happy, so then, you know, body will be healthier. Just, you know, imagine that your body become dead, the mental body become whatever that people need, you just transform that, you know. Tell us, tell us, simje tamje la, khala khande ju mubo, mubo. Not just one, you know, not just one, numberless, you know, not just one, you know. Just like all image, the light offering, Lama artists' light offering prayer, that's like imaginations, you know. So just offering one light, in your mind, that's the minutes of light in front of each Buddha all the time, not just today, all the time. That display the ignorance of, you know, which is the root cause of all the problems, ignorance of every living being from tip of the samsara all the way to the, you know, hell realms. just imagine, you know, so that's like, then you mentally created, like, physically you're offering one light, mentally you're offering millions of light in front of not just one Buddha, each Buddha from the 10 directions all the time. See, marriage is not that difficult to create, no? So, so, practice that imagination, very, very important. That's how the capacity of mind they're willing to give, that's how you improve or develop or increase this capacity. That's exactly according to this commentary on Lama Chöpa, that's how meditation, it didn't say meditation, but it is meditation, no? That's exactly how you do meditation on compared to generosity, profession of generosity, no? Masa meva tome miva jons, te yang If somebody is having a lot of difficulties, problems of the heat, you just transform breeze, cool breeze, or rain, food, clothes, shelter, not just them, good looking, beautiful, beautiful shelter, beautiful clothes, wonderful food, not just no food. Imagine they are all, you eliminate all their problems, just imagine, no? All the, not the, Shinji, there's the Yama, Shinji and Yama, Lord of Death, Yama, Chida Shinji, so one that holding the wheel of light with the thing, that's like, I don't know how it looks like, but it doesn't probably look good. So that's why they draw this wrathful image. Lord, it's called Yama Chida Shinji, it's called Chida. Chida, Chi means this short word, Chiwa, that's death. Da means like Lord or landlord or mid, Lord of death, Chida Shinji. Shinji, Neje Shinji, Yama, and not just that, Unfortunately, some people, hurt other people for not good reason, so they are all over the world, stealing, cheating, lying, and people hurting people, that's, killing people. You just imagine all of that become, friend to people who are harming them, So let's say I become, if I'm harming Ranasi, so then to your imagination, in your imagination, I become friend with Ranasi. Not just enemy, phenomenon. Wonderful, not just friend, wonderful friend. So then eliminate all their problems or difficulties. So then they all achieve, wonderful happiness. Then you do that on, individual difficulties. If you know some of your friend or relatives, your neighbors, or maybe somebody there, and here it says, attention to Tanyananda, hot hell, hungry ghosts, animal beings, demigods, deva, human beings, tamje isni lula kana kadyo, all of those beings on those realm. And receive whatever they need to overcome from suffering from your mental body. Just imagine. And as I mentioned before, then they all become proper vessel for Buddha Dharma. Oh, maybe proper vessel for Buddha Dharma. If so, maybe proper vessel for teaching of compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta. Doesn't have to be Buddhism, They all become proper vessel for kindness, bodhicitta, compassion, loving kindness. Everybody understand, everybody understand. Doesn't have to say Buddha Dharma, everybody understand, or like that. Children with Tenfuzo, here say Dharma, the Dharma power refers to Buddha Dharma here. Children with Tenfuzo, you Miba Chaos. So that's how you do the meditation on perfection of generosity based on body. See? That's how you do meditation. So you can add something that everybody will easy to understand. You can add without losing the meaning. If you just lose the point, and you just create something, then I don't think it will benefit little temporarily, but whatever you are saying, there's no origin. It doesn't have origins. So that's how the meditation on perfection of generosity has been done based on body. So now, the three objects, right? Now, second one is possessions. Everybody agrees generosity is something nice thing to do. Not everybody necessarily agrees, you know, agree, oh, Buddha Dharma is the best, you know, things to practice, you know. So, and so then, you know, you can lead meditation on generosity. You can lead meditation on generosity. Oh. The point is, beings need to get benefit. That's the whole point. Oh, that's the point. Because the world, if they just, you know, like, go away, that's unfortunate. In that case, you don't need to use word, any word, you just use the meaning. Or meaning, you don't have to say anything like that. But in your mind, you know, you're drawing this information from somewhere that's been taught 600-700 years ago. At least from your side, you're giving them something that's originated in something that's been tested, taught by great master, tested, produced great results. So then that's good. Then Longje Tang Sun is something in Longje, same as Kalakas to the Tang, Simjeso, no, in the word Longje, it was Samje. That pretty much same, you know, just only change the object, body. So now possession, same. Can be anything, you know, can be like any possession. It doesn't have to be food or water, something to drink, or you can just use any type of possession. Use that as a base. So then transform that, you know, into whatever they need, you know, whatever they need. You transform that, like, as I explained, whatever they need. Not just one, you know, numberless, or not just one, numberless. Something longer, same about color concept to the tongue, imagining that your possessions become limitless, numberless, you know, numberless, like. Beside possession, you know, beside body, whatever, clothes, food, drinks, chocolate, maybe it's not chocolate because everybody get diabetes then. Maybe it's, when it's come down, she's still proper limit, not numberless, no, maybe. organic food, then you can. Limitless. Okay. Yeah, so anything, you know, then you can multiply that. So I think longer same colour content to time simple longer symbolism. So all beings have been contained by whatever they are looking for. If somebody is looking for food, so you transform, then that person's like content, completely content by what they receive. Just imagining, you know, practicing, imagine something beautiful, something wonderful. Imagine, then not just that, and in the end, imagine they are all be satisfied, content. Okay. Then they get us, so now after there's, you know, like the merit, Rangi, Tuyusumji Gedatamji. Tuyus, not just, you know, today's marriage, like three times in marriage. Marriage is created in the past, marriage is creating now, marriage is going to create in the future. Three times marriage, no? Like, three times marriage, so. Rangi, Tuyusumji Gedatamji. Rishuki Simje Tamji La Tame, Ridu, Sosu Jidu Takajeva Tamji Chane, Simji Tode Chuji Kutuba Sambo, so. Retook three, how is it, six realms. Nyawai, Tendura, Lami, Lama, so there's three lower realms, three upper realms, six realms, three lower realms, Nyawa, hell realms, Yida, Hungry Ghost, to do animals, that's considered as a lower realm. Sama means Sama is Sa, so then Deva realms, demigod realms, human realms, that's called upper like realms, you know, that's called sixth realms. So just imagine all the beings in the six realms being contained or satisfied by your, you know, practice of meditation, by your meditation on generosity, practice of generosity, okay? Practice of generosity, professional generosity, you know, and content, you know, the content. Tamje, and not just that, Tamje, you know, Tamje, Susu, you know, also now here, different here, like practicing the professional, meditation on professional generosity based on merit. Different here, there's a little bit, you know, extra visualizations. All the defilement, you know, the defilement together with the tendency been completely purified, okay? When you give your three time marriage to all these realm beings in the six realms, and that, you know, meaning they receive, you know, that's just in all, it's all done in imaginations, you know? Imagine, it's just thinking. What happened to this? Imagine there's no heaven, but you can come to imagine there's no suffering, something like that. Imagine, you know? just imagine, you know. Purify all their defilement, you know. Once that you giving your three time marriage, that's how the meditations on professional generosity based on merit. That's how meditation has been done. Giving them, then purify all their defilement together with the tendencies. So, Simji told this, their mind has been liberated, you know, told the Shikuto or some, attain, then they attain, you know, like, Dharmakaya? They attain Dharmakaya, you know? There's one of the Buddhist bodies, Dharmakaya, you know? If it's too much, then you can just, you know, say, okay, they all become happy. That's pretty good, you know. They all become happy, you know, satisfied, content. They all become kind, or compassionate, warm heart, or like that. You know, that's also you can do that, you know. So if you have no idea about Dharmakaya or Samoja, to the Chunju this. Now this Lama, Yongzhi Shijante, that's like, Nyanam Yongzhi Shijante, that's the name of the author of this commentaries, quoting the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, he's quoting. Huh? Why is quoting? Because that indicates that he didn't just made this up, he's saying this because of already been said. Who said? Shantideva said. When? Hundreds of years ago. Huh? Lu dang tijin long jiu dang, that stanza, this Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Lu dang tijin long jiu dang, Lu body, tijin likewise, possessions, tijin geza, geva tangje jang, three times merit. Simji kunji, tundub jizu, in order to fulfill the wish of all the beings, so simji kunji, tundub jizu, pama meba tawa jizu, give them without any string or attachment. Sometimes you say string. Then after that, you give them without attachments. What happens after that? After that, they all been liberated. Dalo nyange devadu. So, tamje dawa chapchi la. Simjan dawa dawa chyo. Tamje dawa chyo. So therefore, all the sentient beings, they are very, without sentient beings, there will be no enlightenment. There will be no bodhicitta, there will be no compassion. Oh, there will be no sixth profession, practice of sixth profession. There will be no bodhisattvas. There will be no bodhisattva deeds without sentient beings. Oh. So therefore, sentient beings are equally important for one's own enlightenment. Enlightened beings are important. Your teachers are very important. At the same time, sentient beings also, you know, play equal important roles. So should not forget that. You know, for all of us, should not forget that. You know. Oh yeah, tell la jimba number sun ya tan de sa diza la jimba number sun ya tan lo jo da sa ji jimba diza jimba number sun ya tan each one of them the meditation on the meditation of generosity based on body possessions merit each one of them completes 3.3 critical point oh lui longje sunu sandeje dizala jimba namo sunu sandeje lui longje tawa sanjing jimba so giving like basically you are giving your body through your imagination, you know, not really physically, but you are giving your body through imagination, you know, you are imagining that you are giving your body, you are imagining that you are giving your possessions. This is called practice of something is just not generosity practice based on wealth or possessions. Susu juda dungan nam shiwar samba mijibjeba. Susu juda dungan nam shiwar samba mijibjeba. So now there's no three types of generosity, something jiba. You remember what's called?
Generosity of
material things. Generosity of material things.
Generosity
of
the Dharma.
Dharma.
And fearlessness.
That means you are no fearlessness. So that means you have the Mijibitav Jimba. This is quite important, you know. That's quite important. Mijibitav Jimba. Mijibitav Jimba. Mijibitav Jimba. Generosity of fearlessness. Changsa, there's a text composed by Asanga, I believe, or maybe Vasubandha, I don't remember, one of them, for sure, one of them. Asanga wrote this text called Changsa, the Bodhisattva Ground, or something like that, Bodhisattva Ground, the name of the text. In that text, imagining that your possessions become numberless possessions according to number wish of the numberless being, might be water, might be food, whatever, you know. So doing that kind of meditation, that Asanga said that Chanjusenpa Sharavji Thakir Jimbatana, so this is like very skillful way of doing meditation on generosity of wealth or possessions. That's what he says, so not that important. Love you so. Love you that you need so. Don't want to tell her. Love what you said. So, this kind of meditation on generosity has been highly praised by Shantideva in one of his texts. And that's love you, Junju. Love you, the Junju. That's both texts have been composed by Shantideva. So, highly praised on those two texts of this. Or about this meditation. So, jazeji shobal laboche nyudu zobala medu muru mena sunso. In order to complete Bodhisattva deed, so these are like without this meditation, you cannot complete Buddhist law, practice of Buddhist law deeds. That's how important this meditation is, meditation on generosity. Without that meditation, it's impossible to complete the practice of Buddhist law deeds, okay? So one should, can I say, tools of instructions or tools. No, these instructions you can call tools or method, rely on that. That's how you complete the first perfections or the meditation on the first perfections, complete the practice of first perfection. That's how it's been done. Please, now if you are doing this meditation based on the Guru Puja, so then you are requesting the Lama inseparable with the deities, you are requesting, please bless me to do this, do that. So this is really beautifully written, that's how the meditation on generosity has been done, So then after that you request, this meditation, in the end then you request, please, there's a reason why you visualize merit field, there's a reason, So then you request the merit field, the main central figure is Lama inseparable with the deity. You request, please bless me to able to do this practice. So then after that, then you say the word, I seek your blessing to complete the profession of generosity through the guideline teaching of increasing the mind. Increase the mind. What mind? Mind that willing to give, that increase in the mind, that gives without attachment. So that mind, the capacity of that mind to improve, that's how you complete first professions, Not just by giving something, till you become poor. Not like that. It's all done in the mind, Namely, transforming my body wealth collection of virtues of three times into the object desired by each and every sentient being. That's like instructions according to Guru Puja on first perfections. Then you say the word. So then you complete meditation on practice of generosity, or you complete one set of practice. You just did wonderful practice on first generosity, or you just finish meditation on first generosity. Okay, that's how it's been done. So there's not like according to Guru Puja, then you tell that's it. No, there's no other tune. There's only one tune, I think. It's called General Tune of Guru Puja. There's like I don't have good voice. So according to another Lamrim that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa called Lamrim Nyamgul, Song of Experience.
Songs of Experience.
Song?
Yeah, Songs of Experience.
Songs of Experience. Songs of Experience that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, beautiful Lamrim teaching, short. According to that Lamrim, Jinpa Dwe Rekong Yishin also. Jinpa Dwe Rekong. Jinpa, that's generosity, Jinpa. Dwe Rekong, so Dwe Rewa means wish of beings, the being has wish. You have wish, I have wish, no, like wish, no, any kind, all kind of wish, no. Jinpa Dwe Rekong Yishin also. So generosity is like wish fulfilling jewel. Generosity is like wish fulfilling jewel, according to that Lamrim, no, Song of Experience composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, beautifully written. Oh, Jinpa Dwe Rekong Yishin also, Jinpa Dwe Rekong Yishin also. Why it's called wish fulfilling jewel? Yishinobu, you know, that's Tibetan people call His Holiness Dalai Lama Yishinobu. That means Yishinobu means wish fulfilling jewel. If you have one of them, so I'm not sure. So they say in Lhasa, the Chokhan temple, there's a man, the statue is called Cho. There's like, actually it's like Buddha Shakyamuni's statues decorated with ornaments by Lama Tsongkhapa. Then it looks like kind of like Deva, but actually it's like Shakyamuni Buddha's statues, then you know, decorated by Lama Tsongkhapa. So some, there's people, they say, I don't know, I've never been there, you know, so at least in this life, life before this, maybe there's some dogs running around outside, could be dead ones around the house, who knows. So they say, you know, all the Tibetan statues, you know, so we fill with mantras, you already know, and you know, then all kind of like precious metals and all kind of precious metals or gold, all of that. So I heard, you know, in that statue there's like wish fulfilling jewel inside the statues, you know, so it's probably then the statue been never opened since it's been sealed by Lama Tsongkhapa, never opened, you know. So Tibetan people, this is sacred, you know, nobody, how you say, even just think to open, and nobody just forget of opening that. Nobody even think to open that, you know. So that's been, since it's been sealed, probably never opened. So I'm not sure, maybe China. So we have Lama Tsongkhapa bodies in Gandhian Monastery before 1959, whole body. So then after 1959, it's been destroyed, you know. So when it get destroyed, and people saw all kinds of things, people saw there's like a lot of goddess came, took everything, they disappeared in the space. Anyway, some years now, people say they have some relics there, here, there, so. Anyway, so before 1950, there's so many sacred images in the temple, all kinds of temples, there's no, and after 1958, 56, they were, then, especially in 1959, a lot of temples get destroyed, and all this holy image been destroyed. So we lost a lot of relics that, you know, that you cannot find anywhere in the world. No matter how much money you have, you cannot find. It's all gone now. So anyway, in the Chogang temple, there's a main figure, a main statue called Cho. That's Cho, that's Shakyamuni Buddha's statue, decorated by Lama Tsongkhapa. And there's, I heard people say that inside the statue, there's a wishful from jewel. People make effort from Eastern Tibet, particularly from Gijisangpa's hometown, they prostrate. 3 months, about 6 months, they just prostrate. And there's like late 20s, early 30s, mid 30s, that's where the age. On that age, they make effort to go there, not by bus or car, no, they just prostrate all the way there to see the Cho. And there's some jokes they make people. They say people who live in Lhasa, some of them never saw Cho, because the Cho is in the Lhasa, so they are right there, so they didn't see. People from Eastern Tibet, they make all this effort to just come to see the Cho, you know. 다시 조절. So the strategy that was anyway that we should do. So now, back to the point. That's why I'm taking class so long. See, so many things not written here. the practice of generosity or meditation on generosity is like wishful thinking. Jimba Dwele or Ishinos. Sene Dwele or Sinjachos. It's like weapon. It's like weapons. It's capable to cut the knot. How to call? Knot. Refers to miserliness. Miserliness is like knot. Meditation on generosity or practice of generosity like weapon capable to cut the knot, huh? According to song of experience. Jimba Dwele was in the Baji Vetanjo, Mashum Ningo Tibi Jasichus, Mashum Ningo Tibi Jasichus, Shum depressions, you know, like Mashum, like opposite of depressions, what do you call?
Courage.
Shum means depressions. Sounds like depression. Shum sounds like, yeah, it's like, but you know, there's no word depression in Tibetan. But shum, it sounds like depression. You know, like, oh, I can't do this. I cannot do this. You know, oh, I cannot get enlightenment because I'm so and so. You know, I did this and that. You know. Like looking down on oneself, shum. Mashum Ningdo Jebe Jatiju, Ningdo means, you know, power of heart, not heart reverse of the physical heart. Gut. Power of heart, you know, Ning means heart, power of heart, you know. Mashum Ningdo Jebe Jatiju. Meditation on, if you do this kind of meditation, not like our generosity, you know, going to do. That just, whenever you heard word generosity, or you want to give something, not like that. Capacity of the willing mind that willing to give, that mind needs to be increased through imagination, imagining, you know, giving. You know. So doing this, you know, meditation on generosity, or then same meditation on generosity, when you do meditation on generosity, then you are practicing. You are practicing the first profession, so that's how the practice has been done through meditations. Then how exactly like this? Where the what I explained now. So that, you know, meditations, result of the meditations, the benefit of that meditations to encourage you, you know, leads you out of that. No, depression. I'm not sure what is it called? Shumba.
Undaunted. So if you're daunted, you're like down.
Yeah.
And undaunted is
off. It kind of leads you out of that, you know, feeling down. That's good. Shum is like fear, exactly like the feeling down. Shum, you know, like, oh, I can't do this, I cannot do that. No. Oh, poor me. All of that, you know. Poor me. That's what exactly you say. Poor me, that's like down, the feeling down. So this meditation will free you from feeling down. It frees you from there. Mashum. You never feel down. Not fell down. If you walk on the ice, you probably really fell down. Not like feeling down. It will kind of freeze you from that feeling down. You kind of freeze because you are imagining, you know, like, wow, like you are imagining such a wonderful thing. You are imagining like help, like in your mind that you are helping all these beings. You know, you are giving them whatever they need. And you are thinking. So that's how you take essence out of this precious human life. Exactly, that's how you take essence out of this precious human life. Think something beautiful. Imagine. Something beautiful, you know. Probably Buddhists are saying the same thing. You know, what I say here, I'm not only one. Yeah, you may say, I'm a dreamer.
I'm a dreamer,
yeah. But I'm not only one. Probably Buddhists are saying from the same day, you know. I hope someday you will join us. That's probably Buddhists are saying someday, hopefully all of you join with me, something exactly like that. Yeah, dream something, yeah, what it causes, nothing. Dream something beautiful, rather than always thinking, you know, like so many negative things, feed through TVs, news, read them, you know, doesn't help you to do imagine something beautiful, you know. So there's a lot of benefit. Of course, at the beginning, you rely on words to guide you, you know. Once you become familiar, you don't need to rely on words, you don't need words, you know, you already know how to do that meditation. You know? Anyway, so Sene Jivajibe Mashum Ningdo Jibe Jasechus, Ningdo Jibe Jasechus. This is the Buddhist practice or deeds that helps you to overcome or free you from feeling down. See? Mashum Ningdo Jasechus. Mashum Ningdo Jibe Jasechus. Jimbardo Vede, what is it? Sene Jivajibe Mashum Ningdo Jasechus. Nyembe Trabo, Chojo Dobe Shis. This is the base that, you know, it will carry the good news all over the place. You don't have to announce, you don't have to advertise. You know, it's just it's a kind of energy flows everywhere, you know. Nyembe Trabha, Chojo Nyembe Trabha, fame. Chojo Dobe Shis. This is the base or foundations that will carry. This is also, you know, Jonasi or Alhamdulillah, you know, don't, or like so kind, so wonderful, you know, so nice, you know, so sweet, you know, so calm, so peaceful, always, you know, it's curious like that. The result of that prayer, meditation on generosity. Nyembe Trabha, Chojo Dobe Shis. Tedara Shen is to know that, to understand that, Yasep Avonams, you know, like the brave bodhisattvas, so especially Jasa Pavanam, so the brave child of Buddha, you know, brave child of Buddha reversed the bodhisattvas. So bodhisattva means people who have managed to generate bodhicitta, then you become bodhisattva. So doesn't have to be monk or nun, you know, you can be lay person the same time, you can be bodhisattvas. Then you are you are honor the special name like child of Buddha, child of Victor, no? Tadashi ni jase power nam nime tapa chun se jase power nam de ma jima de wese ko shino sene de bachi mesu majin de jase nime ro jase do shin de jase power nam. I only remember 5 lines. I don't remember. Sorry, so I just made it up. The last line I just made it up. I don't know how. The Dharashya is to know that, to understand that, you know, understand what? Benefit. Then to understand that, so then, to understand that benefit, then you do meditation on body. You do meditation of generosity based on body, possessions, merit. Tadashin Luda Longji ke Yungzatani Lamsa Kevetes. Oh, giving body, you know, the two imaginations, giving body, possessions, merit. So these are the practice heavily, you know, as you know, scholar carry those practice. Scholar refers to, you know, like somebody who knows how to do meditations, you know, who knows how to do meditation, who remember instructions. This is refers to the scholar, not just, you know, how to make board or like table, not like that. So these are the kind of instructions or practice that practices by scholar or carried by scholar. I myself did this practice. So then now they change the word a little bit here, there. Actual word is like, I, practitioner myself, did this practice. If you are seeking liberation, freedom from samsara, then do this practice. It's like requesting, if you are seeking liberation, that's the way to go. So, so then you say that after that, this is the extra, you know, from the other Lamrim song of experience. That I just used that, you know. So, so then after that, you know. So then you recite the stanza, you know, request Lama to bless me ever to do this. Then after that, you recite the stanza. So I should try to talk with Lama Lazo Namjo Kuichal, Duzi, Vise, Duzi. So after, right after finishing, like finishing the stanza, then right after that you have to visualize or imagine, imagine that the blessing flows from the marriage field, the blessing flows from the marriage field. Huh? So I should have to tell it has to be genuine, very sincere. It can just like the, oh, they just blah 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 blah. Then it's going to be blah 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 blah. The result is also going to be blah 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 blah. You know, there's not much result. You know, sincerely, genuinely sit there. You know, so then after that, so a request, strong request has been made. Strong means sincere, genuine, from deep down, from your heart, not just, you know, just recite the word. So I should have that, very strong request has been made. After that, after the stanza reciting, right, after reciting stanza, then after that, you know, Lama Faso Namji Kui Chales, from the center, you know, if you are visualizing, and it's okay to visualize Tara, like, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha. It doesn't have to be marriage, Lama Chöpa marriage field, you know, it's kind of complicated. Doesn't have to be that. If you are doing the Guru Puja practice, that's what I'm saying. If you're doing Guru Puja practice, then you maintain that visualization, okay? Other than that, you can simply visualize one Buddha or maybe Tara, it doesn't matter. So what's important here, Lama Lhaso Nam Jijia, Kuin Chali, Duzi is nectar. No, Duzi means nectar. Amrita, in Sanskrit called Amrita, nectar. From the body, five color nectar flows. Probably white, you know, then jimba or red. Red color, white color, red color. Blue, I think blue. From the heart, blue. Dewa, from the belly button, yellow. Then from the sacred, because sacred means like refers to the organs, you know. Then from there, green. There's five color nectar flows. Huh? Because these are, you know, the chakras are located there. The chakras, according to Vajrayana teachings, chakras located there. So you can just, I think it's okay to visualize, you know, five color rainbow just nectar just flows from wherever you feel comfortable. It doesn't have to be right here, right there, right there. It just, it doesn't matter when you do certain like patterns in the Vajrayana teaching, then you just, there's a certain point they visualize. Why? Because there's chakra here, chakra here, chakra here, there's the five chakras, no? Then the nectar with the light. I always explain, if you remember a long time ago, why you visualize two, why just one? Because each causes different Buddha's body, you know. One causes illusory body, one called rainbow body, you know. light causes illusory body, light, probably, light cause clear light. Then the natural cause, you know, illusory body. There's no like different. That's why you visualize both of them. So it's not light. It's not just light. Hollow light. Hollow, where natural can flow. Not just flow to you. It flows to all living beings. All living beings. So, see, this is like. I'm not sure, like, you can write beautiful song about this meditation, but who's going to sing? Maybe Denise is going to sing. It's not just, this is not just, you know, this is beautifully written, this song, easy to everybody understand. But this is not the first time here, it's all imagining, you know. Buddhists are practicing imagining more than that. It's imagining. Thousands of years ago, it's imagining like that, you know. I don't know how to put in a simple word. Natural flows in you, through your crown chakra. That's typical, like traditionally that has been done. It doesn't have to be here. It can be like snow, you know, snow. When the snow falls on the warm stone, the minute it touches, it kind of melts. Exactly like the minute you touch, it just melts your body, like that, you know. Minute you touch, with the hollow, like lights, the size doesn't matter, you know, so. You can imagine this hollow light come from the center of the heart or whatever body. The point is, just visualize five color lights and with the nectar, that's most important, you know. So where, here, there, which part. I think it's not that important, you know. So, as I said, it's important when you do certain practice of Vajrayana teaching, then it's important to visualize in the certain point, you know. And here, I think it's not, if you're just doing like a meditation on generosity, I don't know, you don't need to follow the base details, you know, you can just visualize. So, like that, you know, like not just from here, all directions, you know, like snow, and so forth. Minute it falls, like touching on the warm stone, that melts. You know, you see something fall down. When it falls down, you don't see it's all the melt, like that. You know, not just use all the beings that you're imagining. You know, so then you just purify all their defilement, purify all their defilements. So then, you know, not just that, help them to actualize the realization of six perfections, so, perfection, in this case, actualize the profession of generosity, you know, actualize the professional practice of generosity, first one, okay? So that's how the meditation on generosity has been done. According to this instruction, so you can just read that, just practice that. You know, when you become familiar, then you can move to the second professions. You know, first you just familiarize. Next time when you want to read meditation on generosity, you don't need to look at a book. You already remember. Here, you just say, oh, yeah, like that. Okay. So that's that completes the, I think this is important because, you know, this is why it's important. Everybody likes the idea of bodhicitta. Everybody's, you know, like, kind of like, inspired when they hear the word bodhicitta. Everybody inspired. That's like, you know, all mother sentient beings, you know. Doesn't mean they are your mother, but like the feeling of closeness, you know, like, wherever you look, you know, these all kind living beings, you know, that's been kind to me life after, not just this life, many, many lives, you know. So this is all imagination, imagining something wonderful, something beautiful, you know. When you see somebody, you are thinking something good, something good, something positive, you know. You are not thinking something negative, something like evil thought. It's all a wonderful thought, you know. Because you are doing this meditation in your home all the time, when you get out, your mind changes, you know, your view of the people change, you know? Who get benefit, immediately you get the immediate benefit. Then eventually it will kind of like, you know, reflect to other people, as I said, it will carry this wonderful inner energy of the practice, it will carry to, you know, you don't have avatar, it will carry, you know, you don't have avatar, you know, it will carry. So this complete, so that's why it's important. Even though there's like hundreds of thousands of Buddhist deeds or Buddhist practice, when you summarize, it becomes six professions. That's why it's important, you know? That's why it's important, you know? It's important when it's come down on Buddhist path, it's very important because why? It's the summary of the all the Buddhist deeds. Day to day life, if you manage to think like that, it's wonderful. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. You get tremendous benefit in this life, very life, you can see. You get tremendous benefit. If you don't believe in next life, life before this, it's okay. At least in this life you get a lot of benefit. You get a lot of benefit doing this, you know, like practice of imagining something beautiful, you know, something wonderful, always giving something, you know. This is perfection, and I think this is really, you know, even in this life, it gets benefit. You don't have to wait benefit for next life. You know, in this very life, you get tremendous benefit. You know. Oh yeah. So that complete now the first professions. Now the second profession will take another 2 weeks. So, you know, because you come here, you sacrifice your time, you can do all kinds of things, you know. That's not like, I have nothing to do, I just come here. Not like that. You come here because you have interest. So then, you know, from my side, I make sure that every detail, you know, here, make sure I explain everything, you know, exactly according to the instructions, you know, the commentary that is written by Yomze Hijante. So then you have, you know, okay, now, last 2 Wednesdays we completed how to do meditation on generosity, you know, professional generosity, you know. Okay, yeah. So then I'll stop here. So
in the essential prayer book, turn to page 235. And we'll chant the first several stanzas. Gevadinu duda lama sange dujune do. Show.
Rog, Chanchu Sencha Rinpoche, Ma Ke Panang Ke Gurchi, Ke Wanyam Pa Me Paya, Gone Gondu Pel Washo, Jam Pel Pa Woji Dark and Pada, Kudu Zampo De Yang De Jinte, Deda kungi jesu dalo chi ge wa di dan tan che rab tu no tu sun she pe ge pa no wa ga la cho tu nga pa de da che ge we ta wa di kun kya san po chu chu rab tu no wa gi.
And turn to page 244 and 245. With short, long life prayers.
Kanira we korwe shinkamti, pendande wa malu shunwene, chenre si gwan tenzing yatsoi, shape si te badu tengyu chi. Jonu iye nalang wa shotu, awatare tenbara zopa, lo sangke we de ton le pel shok, sha su gengyo lama so wa de. Tup su chan jin jang gengge we, ten zing kyong pe we, kun zu do po te. Chok sum kul we le mun tu du. Padok so du je kun du jak ten shok.
And then seven green card mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy life.
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.